Hugh McCutcheon, Gopher volleyball coach. And coach, good to see you.
Cheers, Mike. Good to be here.
I was looking, and I know we talked about this on our little mini Gopher road trip this summer. I see it says Hugh McCutcheon on my sheet here, head coach, 11th season. Where has time gone? It's amazing, right?
Yeah, you don't want to blink. It goes by quick. But yeah, here we are. Number 11.
11 years and certainly 10 successful years, and hoping another successful season here in year 11. Before we get into kind of the nuts and bolts of how preseason drills have gone and a peek at your schedule and all of that stuff, we do want to make a quick promotional mention that this week you will be showcasing your team for the first time, a free public practice on Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, not a practice, a scrimmage.
Sure, scrimmage, right?
Maroon versus gold, and yeah, it's a free ticket. Come and watch, and it'll be some pretty good volleyball. The teams, I think, you know, we're a weekend, but looking pretty good, and it'd be great to have a lot of fans there. The more people we get in, I think, the more it creates the environment that they're going to have to play, you know, when we get rocking and rolling for real.
Yeah, for sure. And that's Saturday, 3:15 Maturi Pavilion. How will you divide the teams? Evenly, or will you let the ones go against the twos, or mix and match? How will it work?
Yeah, we don't really have ones and twos. We just got a lot of good volleyball players. Right. So, yeah, we'll mix and match and see what happens. But, you know, there's a lot of talent, a lot of depth, so it'll be good.
Yeah, how has the team looked so far? You mentioned you're about a little over a week into the fall camp, I guess, for fall preseason practices. What have you thought so far with a very talented roster?
We're pretty good, and we're going to have some decisions to make here. But I think, you know, right now it's just, can we work hard? Are we bringing the right intention? Are we getting better? You know, the hard thing about the way it's set up for volleyball is, you know, you get 2.5 weeks to train, and then you go, and not just go, but you go with meaningful matches with stuff on the line. So it's going from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat, and we got to ramp up. Obviously, we got to take care of today, but we also got to be mindful of what's to come. And the goal is to be our best in December. But yeah, we got a lot of things we got to figure out in a short amount of time.
How is that to manage as a head coach, a roster like that, where you have a limited, in volleyball especially, right? It's a little like basketball. It's a limited number of players who can play, at
sure,
one time, but you might have twice that many players capable of playing Big Ten volleyball, to try to keep one, everybody happy while also trying to win games the best you can. Ultimately, I suppose that's the end goal, is to win the match. But how hard of a management situation is that for you and the staff to sift through?
You know, I think it's a good problem to have. Depth and talent sure beats the alternative. And,
right,
and listen, we've never said we're going to be in the happiness business. What we're trying to do is build a high functioning team. And, you know, everyone that comes here understands that they got to compete and they got to earn it and all that stuff. And be able to accept decisions that, are in some ways in their control relative to their performance, but in other ways, maybe they don't get to make the final decision. So, it's challenging because the world wants to assess their value to the team purely on outcomes. We want them to understand that their value to the team is significant, whether they have the highest number of points or whether they don't play a lick. You know, they can still add value and help this team to be the best that they can be.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I know that your word gets used a lot, the culture of a program, whether it's, in volleyball or basketball or football or what have you. But there is, the reason that term is used a lot is because there is some significance to it, right? And just about what you're talking
sure
about there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, every program's probably got the values or the principles that they're trying to adhere to. And the culture is a way that all of that's lived. So we understand that we hope to achieve outcomes, but we're trying to be the best team we can be and see what happens from there.
A couple things in specifics about your roster. I wanted to ask you, last year, obviously a successful season, Elite Eight, contending right to the end for the Big Ten championship. But there were some injuries last year. Taylor Landfair was the most notable. How has she looked? How is her health? And what's the latest with what you're expecting from her?
Yeah, she seems to be doing just fine, which is great. We're excited to see what kind of season she has. But obviously very talented. And I thought in light of her injury, we were able to have a really great season last year. And I think it was really good for her in lots of ways to grow and develop as a teammate in ways other than just outcomes on the court. So I think she benefited in some ways, even though she wasn't able to play, but we're excited to get her back in the fold. That's for sure.
When she is clicking and if you're getting what you want out of her, what type of player and what kind of impact, what kind of things will we see?
Well, certainly she can be dominant. There's no question. She is, a unique physical talent and I think brings the other stuff with it. She's prepared to work and trying to learn and make change like everyone else. But I think when it's all lined up, it's pretty good.
Yeah. CeCe, of course, is back. Super senior, I guess. Is that the term we can use for her? And how excited?
Sure, yeah.
How excited.
Maybe in a year or two, you won't have to worry about that so much. But we still got some more ripples from that COVID legislation. But anyway,
If there was something good coming out of COVID, I guess it's that you get an extra year out of some of your really good players. And when we say super senior, it's in more ways than one. She's such a super player on top of it. What's it mean to have her back kind of, I guess, running the show a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's a win-win. I think for lots of reasons, we've seen some real good stuff from CeCe, but I don't think we've seen her best. But, already in this week of practice, it feels like a nice shift in terms of intention and execution from her. She feels very steady and kind of rock-like back there. So, yeah, I'm excited for her. I'm really glad she gets another chance to have a crack at a season. And, I'm fired up to see what she does with it.
And you have newcomers and transfers. I mean, they're all newcomers, but freshmen and transfers as well. And some even enrolled early, right, in January. So how has that transition gone, and what kind of impact can that group of athletes have?
Yeah, well, Carter Booth and Julia Hansen and McKenna Wooker all decided to come early. And, I think they would all say they benefited from it relative to the idea of learning. We get a big chunk of time in the spring to learn about technique and systems and all that kind of stuff. Also getting acclimated to student athlete life without having to deal with the rigors of competition and even just, physically preparing for what's to come. I think spending some time in the weight room and building the engine is probably a good thing, too. So, they all seem very happy that they came early, that they've done well, and we're excited to see the impact that they can have on our season.
I ask you this every year when we talk in the preseason about the schedule. Obviously, the Big Ten is a grind. We know that with all the great teams. But part of what you do scheduling-wise is to get your team ready for that Big Ten season. I'm just looking. Baylor, TCU, Texas, Florida, Oregon, Stanford, Pepperdine, Washington State. That's a pretty stout list of non-conference matches to start the season with.
Yeah, it's a robust schedule, no question. We know what's coming with the big, and so I don't think you want to shy away from that. I think, play good teams and see if you're any good. And if you're not, well, let's learn in September versus having to learn, in the middle of the conference when there isn't much time to put things in place.
And I think even a year ago you talked about that early, that maybe there were some flaws that were pointed out with your team that you were able to figure out when it mattered. And then you had this nice run in the Big Ten, maybe as a result of that competition, even if it meant losing a match by playing a tough team where if you'd have scheduled a lesser team, you get the win and might not have learned those things.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of those, pay me now or pay me later deals. Yeah. But at some point you pay. So, like I said, if you've got weaknesses or inefficiencies, let's figure them out and see that as an opportunity versus, we know it's going to be tough. So we can't get too concerned over strength of schedule. We just got to understand if we're trying to be the last team standing, you're going to have to beat a lot of good teams. And that's one of the great things about college volleyball right now is there's incredible talent and depth across the country. So somehow trying to feel like you're going to dodge that or bob and weave around it to get the magical RPI, thing that you want out of it or whatever it is. I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me. I just think if we're going to try to be good, let's be good and see what happens.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you win some of those and you gain confidence early. That's even better, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree.